Tuesday.
Ex-ambassadors with Unsteady from Easy Rock with Wayne and Jane in the morning. And Jane is healthy and Wayne is not.
Oh, poor Wayne.
But you know what? It's not just me. It's everybody. I'm running into people all over the place. And I say, man, this cold is horrible. And they say, well, you've run into people who've had it 6 weeks.
Yeah. And they start and then they stop and then they get it back again.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't want to leave you.
I'm so lucky that I know a ton of people all over the place. And so this year I met Sharon Fast, who is a nutritionist. And I was talking to her this week and she said, well, here's what you should eat and here's what you shouldn't eat. And I said, don't tell me. Let's do it on the radio. And so Sharon Fast is joining us from all the way down in Chilliwack this morning. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks very much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're very brave to come on this show, by the way. You never know what's going to come at you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Has the cold and illness hit Chilliwack yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, there's a lot of people not feeling well right now.
Okay, so here I am. I'm sick. Is there foods that I can eat to help me feel any better?
Absolutely. Number one, you want to be drinking lots of fluids, so lots of water. Stick in some lemon, lime. You can drink it sparkling. I like mine with mint in it. Keep yourself well hydrated. Think of your mom's old-fashioned chicken noodle soup or bone broth.
Yeah.
So bone broth is full of nutrients that fight infection and inflammation and support immune health. So you drink lots of bone broth.
Bone broth? Where do you get bone broth?
You can bake it. You just boil it with bones, but you can also usually find it in, like, butcher shops as well.
Oh, but so you're talking about...
really easy to make.
So you're talking, like, when we have a turkey and we have the bones in there, that's a good thing.
Absolutely,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then boil those bones up with some vegetables, and you've got bone broth, and you're getting all those immune function things in it.
Okay,
oh, good.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, hot tea. Hot tea acts as a natural decongestant. You add some lemon in there, you're going to ramp up the antioxidants. If you're feeling nauseated, using ginger tea will help. Echinacea tea can help shorten the duration of your cold or flu. Those are all good things to have.
Oh, perfect. And anything else, or should we go to the list of things I should avoid?
Well, I would just want to mention that garlic actually has been used for centuries as an antibacterial and antiviral. So it can really stimulate your immune system. So that's something that I would for sure put into that bone broth to really ramp up its health benefits.
How about eating it just like grabbing a clove and chewing on it?
Well, if you want to, certainly go for it.
Well, no, I've known people that do that.
Yeah.
And they
absolutely.
Don't so garlic is a good thing.
So we're staying away from you anyway, Wayne.
Thing.
You might as well be stinky.
Yeah, I don't know how Jane will like about
that. Yeah, why not?
Okay, now, is there certain things that you should stay away from? I heard you shouldn't be drinking milk if you've got like this cold and sick.
That's probably a bit of a myth. I would focus more on avoiding things that are really processed and sugary. Our gut, most of our immune cells are actually in our gut. 70% of our immune cells are actually found in our gut. So when we eat sugar and processed foods, we're really feeding the unhealthy bacteria. That can affect our gut wall and really decrease our immune function. You want to stay away from them when you're sick, but really stay away from them if you don't want to get sick as well.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Certain things, is there certain things we should eat to kind of boost our immunity?
Yeah, this is for you, Jane.
Okay.
You want to focus on whole foods that nourish your body and give it what it needs to function at its best. So foods that are rich in antioxidants like berries and colorful vegetables, they will support your immune system. The other thing is to be really making sure you get enough vitamin D. Vitamin D is a really powerful immune booster. So things like eggs, cheese, milk, fatty fish. I typically encourage people to take a vitamin D supplement in winter because we can't get enough in our diet and we're not getting enough from the sun. So taking some additional vitamin D to really make sure that your immune function is up to par. The other thing is thinking of foods that are high in omega-3 fats. Because they do increase our immune function as well. So things like wild salmon, tuna, flax seeds, walnuts, chia seeds are all good options.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay, so there we go. We got a few things to eat, things not to eat, and I don't think ice cream was on that list, so
he's good to go.
So I could eat that. Thank goodness. Awesome. Sharon, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing all this information with our listeners today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
You got it. And if people have more questions, they can go to your website. It's very easy, SharonFast.ca. I love it. Sharon, thank you very much, and stay healthy out there, okay?
Okay.
Take care.